Are you touched by the news that came with the prayer and learning about things? Do you think about things like, wow, plague of locusts, miles long and deep, and entire cities in China? Did you know that that city existed? It's a region, really, in China that's closed to transportation. You know, and we've seen SARS, we've seen bird flu, and maybe this is something, maybe it's not. But my goodness, you know, is that pestilence? Is that famine? And I'm moved to recall, and you'll already know it, and I'm not preaching from it this morning, but I will read it. In Matthew chapter 24, people say to Jesus, "What will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age?" And Jesus answered them, "See that no one leads you astray. For many will come in my name, saying, 'I am the Christ.' And they will lead many astray. And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. And see that you're not alarmed, for this must take place. But the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines and earthquakes in various places. And all these are but the beginning of birth pangs." He continues. You can read it in Matthew 24, you know. "And there have been wars already and rumors of wars. There have been other droughts and plagues and pestilences in the 2,000 years since Jesus spoke the words. But eventually, there is an end to this age." And he says that people will be living like everybody was living before in the days of Noah, marrying and being given in marriage. And so not to say, the world's going to end, because I'm not doing that. But are you ready? Have you told everyone you ever need to tell in case you're not here tomorrow? Does everybody know? Because he says this gospel will be preached in all the world.